Blog Talk Radio.
Show here live on blogtalkradio.com/YKR Online. Tonight on Yakuza Kick Radio, it is the second show of Yakuza Kick. And for all you listeners, thank you for joining us. As always, if you'd like to talk to us, you can talk to us via the chat room at on the blogtalkradio.com. And with me, as always, he's the host with the most, the host with all the power, and a longtime CZW fan and a good friend of mine, and the real host of the show, Jay Cat Morris. Jay, what's going on?
Not much. What's going on with you, Eric? Got a lot of shit to talk about tonight.
Oh yeah, headlining. I mean, go ahead and tell our listeners what we're going to be doing tonight.
Well, we're going to be doing a lot of talking about CZW. Obviously, you know, over time, that's been my main focus in wrestling is CZW. I love the indies, you know, love all the indie companies. I love the big companies too, but only a little. And, you know, as far as, you know, indies, my favorite has always been CZW. So I got a lot of shit to cover that, you know, I've been thinking about, and, you know, what better hosts or guests, I should say, should we have on, but the owner of CZW. So that's what we're going to do tonight. And should be good. Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've had him on my show before, The Golden Cravat, on blogtalkradio.com/theGCWS. So I'm going to probably plug that a million times since I didn't plug Yakuza Kick Radio last night.
Yeah,
I'll just throw that in there. Right in there. Anybody that's trying to go to the chat room, we are having some technical difficulties with the chat room. It appears that Blog Talk Radio is working on them, but we will figure it out. And apparently the chat room is working because I see somebody's in the chat room. So that's always a good sign. And this, that, and the third, as somebody in the chat room likes to say. He knows who's talking about Mayhem Sports. AJ is in the chat room, so... What's going on, AJ? Tonight is also going to be the chance for us to really go into what we are going to talk about on this show. I mean, CZW is a lot to do with what we're going to talk about. And, so we're going to have the owner of the CZW, Mr. DJ Hyde. He should be calling in any minute now. But while we're at it, let's get to some talk.
Yep. Before we go any further, I just want to, real quick, I want to shout out my girl, Nina. She's, you know, the head hype girl for this show. I mean, she busts her ass on the Facebook. And
I'll say it. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
She's the brains of the show.
Yeah, we could pump your brakes on that because, you know, I'll be on the Facebook all day if I didn't have a job, too. But I'm just playing with that. I was saying, you know. But much respect to her. She's really hyping this shit up, and you know, she knows I love her. So there that is.
And give me one. So I'll keep talking real quick.
So yeah. you know, hoping to get DJ on soon. Got a lot of stuff to get in. I don't want to even touch any of these CZW topics without having to do it on the line. Otherwise, I'd start getting into it right now. I got other shit to get into later. Da-da-da-da-da. So where are we at, Eric?
Well, let me go ahead and really quick check something real quick. I think I got something to read here, but I don't know. It might not come up. I want to read something, but let's see if it comes up. We might have some interesting stuff on the show tonight. Give me one.
Damn, I hate dead air, so I gotta keep talking about nothing. So
I don't know why.
Don't.
I think we had DK on.
Don't hold it
apparently
against you,
man. Lost him.
You had him.
How
can you
lose
such a big ass guy?
All right. We're good. All right. Okay. Make sure. On the line, waiting on the line with us is the CZW owner, Mr. DJ. Hi, DJ. Welcome to Yakuza King Radio.
Wrong again. This is Sammy Callahan instead. I kind of hijacked DJ's phone tonight because he's in training being a bitch, and I saw his phone waiting around, and I knew he had an interview tonight, so I'm taking his spot.
What's going on, Sammy?
What's going on, man? How are you today?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. You?
I'm fantastic. Just got done beating up some of the CZW students and as well smacking DJ in the face.
That's good to hear.
That's got to hurt. That's got to hurt.
It hurts every time. Have you ever watched me in the ring with him? Every time I'm in the ring with him, I smack him in the face and punch him as hard as I can because he's a douche.
That's funny.
Well, that's kind of interesting. I don't know if I want to get smacked by anybody. Let alone you, but you take that as a thing.
Sound a little confused. I catch you off guard here, huh?
I'm a little confused. I'm like, Sammy Callahan is, you know, very happy to have you on, but I don't know. I mean,
yeah, call me off guard a little bit, but hey.
How about we do this? Why don't you just ask me the questions you're going to ask DJ, and I'll just answer as I'm the Deej. I'll pretend to be the Deej.
So how many chicken nuggets do you eat before a match?
Whoa!
That's a question the world may never know. It's like, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop?
No one ever knows.
I've seen them like down two or three chicken nuggets at a time, so it could be quite a few.
Yes, it could.
Well, if everybody listened to Golden Cravat last night, all four members of the Blackout were on the show, and they talked a little bit about CZW, well, a lot about CZW, and let's go over a little about the CZW card and the CZW, what's been going on with CZW. Jay, I know you go to shows almost usually every month. Let's talk about the last couple shows and give these listeners, by the way, and anybody wants to pick up any of the CZW DVDs or any other indie DVDs, you can go to smartmarkvideo.com. That's a show, by the way. And take care of, put some money in CZW's pockets. Go ahead, Jay.
Where do you want to start, man? Tournament of Death is off the hook. You saw some crazy shit out there. Cats getting Kenshin pounded into his head, like crazy shit, man. I don't know. I mean,
that's crazy. Like, it really was. Like, a man had kinzines put on top of his head and smashed with a steel folding chair as hard as you can. That's not, like, how can you fake that? That's real. That's like horror movie shit. That's like special effects, like, happening right in front of your eyes. Like, and I'm, like, speechless right now because I remember sitting in the back watching this giant Japanese monster come to the back of him trying to pull these things out of his head with a pair of, like, pliers and, like, not being able to get them out for 6 or 8 minutes. Terrifying.
Yeah, and Sammy, I know you're a big fan of bears and pandas. You know that you don't get no closer to being a panda than Kobayashi. I mean, that dude looks like a panda.
Did you ever see him when he had his mustache? He was adorable.
Yeah, he's an animal. Uh, he, he, great performance out of him, and I mean, so many people in that tournament.
He had to have one of the best performances of the tournament. Like, he came in, he represented for Big Japan Wrestling. Like, with CZW having that relationship again, like, more Big Japan guys will be coming over, and like, him coming over and having a great performance is just going to like better that and like help us in the future.
Yeah, definitely. And we went from there to. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, go ahead. I was going to actually say something right before. People in the chat, apparently, according to some people, were having some more technical difficulties with the chat room. I don't know what this is, but every time the last 2 days I've tried to run the show, things aren't going good. Last night with a real blackout happening in the studio, but still doing the show. And tonight, chat room's not working, so I don't know what's going on with this. This is telling me something. So go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, so, I mean, we went from that. I mean, how do you top that? And then you come off that.
Tell me better fix it. Tell him he's fired if he doesn't. Tell him to fix it.
It's fucking done.
You're fired! Fix it!
Yeah, I don't know shit about them computers. Yeah, went off of that to, you know, obviously the Acid Fest, and then, you know, follow Acid Fest or some shit with those emotions and come off with Home Sweet Home. I mean, it had been a hard act to follow.
It was a rough day for a lot of people, and like I especially feel for people like Drew Blood and Devin Moore, who went out there in the main event after an emotional day with Trent, and both of them being like really close friends of Trent, and then Drew Blood retiring at the end of the night, like. That's an emotional day for everybody. Like, that's the kind of moments that like bring everybody in the locker room together. Like, we may fight each other. Like, some of us may not legit like each other, but things like this bring our brotherhood together. And like Drew Blood and Devin Moore at the end of the night, like, they definitely felt like everything. Like, I feel so sorry for both of them.
Oh yeah. At the end of the day, I mean Devin Moore was fucking MVP of that day, because I mean, to have to, you know, main event the first show and do what he did there, and then retire his brother and longtime partner off of the night show, is unbelievable.
Devin's one of the most underrated guys in the East Coast right now. He I don't understand how he went from main eventing for Pro Wrestling Unplugged so many years and drawing record crowds in Philadelphia to doing what he is now. He's a guy that doesn't get the respect he deserves, and It's just a matter of time until we finally get fed up, and it's just like, you know what, I'm not going to take it anymore, and I'm going to take the respect I deserve, and it's going to happen soon. I guarantee it. He's been too good for too long and held back for too long to not step up and like get like what he rightfully deserves.
Well, I mean, Phil and Zandig spotted Tournament of Death, and following that with main event and both of the shows of a doubleheader is a good start.
Exactly.
You know. So what's up, Eric? What do you think about all that?
I mean, like you said before, with Acid Fest and the whole Devin Drew thing, I mean, like Sammy was saying, Devin is one of the most underrated guys, you know, in the indie wrestling. You know, I'm saying the guy, you could, you know, he could work any type of style and have a great match. It's not like some guys where they, you know, they try, you know, back in the day. I mean, I'll say because on the point, but. You know, you look at Ruckus back in 2002, and you don't think, I mean, you think, okay, this guy can't really, I mean, he's going to be a, you know, normal wrestler, but this guy's doing flips and moonsaults, and this guy's almost 300 pounds back in the day. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, you don't think that this guy would do, you know, good stuff, because he doesn't have that certain physique, you know what I'm saying? And just, and the guy can pull off stuff and have incredible matches. It's like, you know, sometimes if you underestimate a person for so long, they will come back and bite you, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I saw that whole, you know, transition with Ruckus, like, firsthand. I was there in 01 when he was doing cartwheel, backflip, handspring, crazy shit. And he was huge, you know, and it was amazing to see. And then just see him lose and lose and lose. You know, and do all that and do it even better. I mean, it was a big thing. I mean, I didn't see it firsthand. I saw Sammy when he got in shape, but Sammy, you went through the same thing, right?
Yeah, man, like, it is what it is. Like, I used to be a fat motherfucker, and, like, But, like, that's not here nor there. Like, I shouldn't be, like, the topic of discussion. Like, CZW and, like, the Trent Show and, like, getting ready for Tangled Web, that should be the discussion.
Yeah, when you jumped on the show, you became part of the discussion. That's how it works.
No, I'm not. Just because I jump on the show doesn't mean it needs to be about me. This needs to be about Combat Zone.
Yeah.
Well, you beat up a guest, so I guess that you know.
Yo, Deej, you fatty. How about you come get on the phone?
Okay. I think I got Sammy a little mad here.
Fucking emo bitch.
Well. Oh boy. Yeah. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up, Eric?
Hey, what's up?
Oh,
man?
Hey, what's going on, DJ? Yeah, apparently you got beat up and now you're coming back and
some emo faggot bitch tried to kidnap me. Thinks he's gonna like throw me through this barbed wire.
Just give him a letter.
Yeah, he said he smacked you and you needed a minute to compose yourself or something like that. I don't know.
Nah, it wasn't like that. I was too busy, you know, too busy conducting business for the dub and you know playing with his girlfriend. So.
Yeah, I hear you. We went over the past couple of shows a little bit, and you know, we're talking about Tournament of Death and how well that went, and you know, the doubleheader and how well that went too. I guess I got to rehash a little bit of this. Tournament of Death, I mean, it went really well, and just you know, having Kobayashi, I mean, he blew minds there that didn't even know this guy existed. I mean. How did that feel for you?
You guys are going to start learning a lot more of those guys because they come 2000, the end of 2010, 2011. You're going to see a lot more top talent from Japan coming over here to the United States for you know the one and only CZW.
That's good. Yeah.
That's what I like.
We now have a working arrangement with Big Japan Pro Wrestling. So.
Excellent.
I mean, we're going to be kicking it off, and you know, and our next event is Tangled Web and. You know, Tangle Web is a match that's, you know, it's only done once in a while, and I know some of the guys in Japan are very interested in this match.
Yeah.
So they want me to bring it over to Japan because it's never been done there. So.
Yeah. Going back, I mean, what was the first CZW match that you were able to see? Like, what actually put you on to CZW to start?
Well, man, I had some personal issues, with, you know. I had some personal issues, and I was a big wrestling fan before I had some personal issues, and I was locked away for a little while. And when I got out, a buddy of mine said there was this company called CZW. It was running in New Jersey, in Sewell, New Jersey, and it was better than ECW. It was crazy, and the fans were this and this and this. And it's like it was just like an experience. And I can't remember who the first match I ever saw was. I think it was like John Dahmer versus like Don Montoya or something stupid like that. But I stayed for the whole show, and there was probably about 800-900 people there. And it was in this little pissant place in Sewell, New Jersey, and it was just like it was great. Yeah, that's what it was. The place with the busted walls at the time is what I called it. I can't remember the name of the building.
Champs.
And it was just unlike anything else I've ever seen. And I think shortly after that, I spoke to John Zandig, and I started training at CZW. And, you know, 9 years plus later, you know, going on 10, here I am. So, and, you know, now I'm the owner of this promotion, and I plan on taking it to, you know, bigger and better heights than it's ever been.
I mean, over the time of you being in the level of being a fan of CZW, what were some of your favorite matches back then?
I mean, to be honest with you, I was always a big fan of Zandig, like, just the character. Like, if you ever get to meet John, if any fan ever meets John is, like, the most intimidating son of a bitch you'll ever meet in your life. Like, the Zandig character is not a joke. It's like, it's who he is. And it was just like when you talk to him, you're just kind of like, hey, I'm DJ. And he's like, hey, and you're just like, damn. This is like a dude who like, to me, reminded me of my father. Like, you know, I've only been afraid of a few people in my life. And my father, you know, he's your dad. You're always kind of listening to your dad. And John kind of had that feeling from the first time you talked to him. And, I always loved his stuff.
You know, I remember watching a fat Ruckus. Ruckus is like 400 pounds doing these flips. I thought that was like the cool. It's like, where did this fat black kid come from? You know, I mean, I remember that. And a lot of the young guys who were just like killing themselves and busting their asses, the Chris Cashes and, you know, Sanjay Dutt at that time. And I mean, they were out here, you know, doing everything in the world they could to please the fans and basically get the recognition that they got that has gotten them to where they are now. So. I mean, other than that, I mean, I was always a fan of the death matches, and it really didn't matter who it was, but it never really gravitated toward anybody but John. So, I mean, Nick Gage is always entertaining as hell, but he's more entertaining now than he ever was. So,
yeah, came out of his shell a little bit.
Well, you know, anybody that gets on the mic and goes, "Fuck you, fuck your mother, and fuck Hulk Hogan," you know, that's how he is. So, you know, Nicky's a crazy son of a bitch. He's been around a long time.
Yeah,
but it just. I mean, early on, that's what I remember, so.
Yeah, that's cool. Fast forward to right now, and, CZW taking over that arena, and it becoming officially the CZW arena,
mm-hmm.
and running more shows there than ECW ever did, and, yeah, I personally have, like, a problem with people not letting go of the ECW thing from the arena to TNA to everything else. All respect due to ECW, but it's enough already.
Well, that's why it's at this point, like, one of the reasons why we named that show Home Sweet Home is to kind of put that in the past and say, hey, look, they passed the torch on. Their time was yesteryear, you know? I mean, it's like right now, you know, Michael Jordan's still around, but he's not the man anymore. You know, LeBron is. You know, as much as people hate, you know, King James, I mean, he's the man right now. He is the new.
I like
Jordan.
Miami. We're good.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's you have to pass the torch. It's the same thing. You know, with anything else. You know, in football, the Cowboys were the greatest thing forever. But you know, right now, they're not the world champions. You know, it's the torch has to be passed, and the next guy has to step in, and you know, and take it to another place, into a better place. And
yeah.
You know, I mean. With ECW, I mean, we don't use a lot of that. We're compared to them because, you know, some of the hardcore-y, ultra-violent stuff we do. But we take it to a different level. And we're an entirely different company than what they are. And, you know, my theory on CZW is very similar to theirs, but it's a completely different aspect. And, you know, with the Trent show, there was a lot of ECW history in that because Trent had a lot of friends that were in ECW, and he grew up watching and sitting actually in the bleachers of this arena, but it's no longer the ECW arena. It's the CZW arena. No matter what other promotion runs here, no matter who comes in, if it's TNA, if it's, you know, Ring of Honor, Chikara, Dragon Gate, whatever, it's our building, and it's viewed as that building. And that's why some of those banners that are hanging up there are CZW guys. There's more CZW banners up there, you know, on guys commemorating them than there are ECW, and I mean, I think that speaks a lot, you know. I mean, this building over the last, you know, 8 to 10 years has been built on this company's back and not somebody in the past. And
right.
I think in the future it's going to be built even bigger and brighter here. So, and hopefully fans will remember it as a CZW arena in about another 5 years.
Yeah, I hope so. They should already. You know, back in 2001 when they brought in, you know, the Tajiri, Super Crazy, you know, these type of guys, and they brought them into Sewell, ECW still had a spark as far as I'm concerned, and it was still good. They brought in Balls, and then they brought over in Delaware, they had Tommy Dreamer. But if you remember back to that match, at the end of that match with Zandig, Tommy Dreamer said, "You're more extreme than I'll ever be in my life."
Well, he's not extreme. I mean, CZW is about ultra-violence. It takes it past that. It's something, it's a new mindset. It's building, you know, on top of what they established.
Right.
You know, I mean, you always remember those who come before you, but nobody's going to do it better than you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And those guys, you'll even see with the CZW product and what we do here, you don't see me booking. You know, like, I know Balls. Me and Balls are, you know, we're cool. We're pretty tight, but I ain't booking Balls. You know, he's not on my shows. You're looking at guys that this is the now. This is the next generation. This is the guys that are going to make it. I mean, even CZW students, I mean, Adam Cole doing SmackDown. You got John Moxley, all, you know, he's blown up. These are guys that are, they're making their name here because this place is still, you know, I mean, at one point it was the place to be. It's still the place to be. There's just a lot more competition now and a lot of other top places that have, you know, when you got to compete with Ring of Honor and, you know, it's a hard thing to do. But if you look at 90% of their roster, they were all in this company before they were there, and they left this company to go there. This company helped get them to that level. You know, the Chris Heroes, the Necro Butchers, the Claudio Castagnolis. You know, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. But, I mean, and the same goes for other companies that have done business with us, like Chikara. I mean, a lot of people talk about Chikara now. Hey, man, I used to work for Chikara. They drew 30 people, all right? They started doing business with CZW. Now they run this building every once in a while, you know? And, I mean, it's been a few years. You know, I mean, speaking of Ring of Honor, they needed to feud with this company in order to stay alive and to reinvent themselves. And that was a few years in the past, and, you know, business is a little different now, but that's where it really is. And that says a lot for what CZW is. I mean, when people think of us, they think of the ultraviolence, but they also don't see the guys like Sonjay Dutt, Chris Hero, Eddie Kingston. These are all guys that were here.
The Briscoes.
They were here. The Briscoes. I mean, the list goes on. And the Briscoes are revered as probably the top tag team in the business. You know, I mean, and they're here. You know, they're not at other places. Ruckus. You know, I mean, these guys are all in this company. They all came from here. And, you know, yeah, they established themselves and they went out there. And, you know, hey, if I had a millionaire back in this place too, if I had the money, I would have some of that talent. But, you know, CZW runs off the blood, sweat, and tears of the boys and the fans. And it's not like they can go, hey, we got 10 grand. Go buy some new lights. You know, it doesn't work like that here. But,
right.
Well, hey, man, that's, go out and you find your money markets. That's what a lot of people do. You know, they want to play promoter, play booker, play, you know, wrestler. It's a lot of guys that are trying to play. Here, these guys aren't trying to play. They're trying to, you know, they're trying to work. They're trying to be stars. And that's what we do. So, sorry, I go on rants. Eric knows that.
That's cool.
Good, though. Everybody likes a good DJ Hyde rant, and I'm just listening. I'm like, damn, you're right. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of the people, and I mean, not to steal, you know, your thunder there, DJ, but a lot of people, like, around where I'm from, I live in Allentown, and there's a certain company that runs there, and I'm not going to say the name because, yeah, it's one of those shit companies. And by the way, DJ, it's not one of the companies that you've ever worked for, just so you know.
You'd be surprised. I've worked for pretty much every company.
Well, it's not WXW. It's the other Fed that runs in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Oh, I know.
It's a pretty crappy Fed, and they think that they're better than WXW. And WXW,
well,
they just laugh at them.
It's not really even just that. It's like you just got to look at, like, a lot of people don't understand what this business is all about, and that's me. I mean, if you want me to, you know, I can talk to you in character and, you know, go into, you know, the Deej rants and all that stuff. Or I can talk to you as the owner, and the owner and the trainer here at CZW and the guy who's been in this business, you know, knows what wrestling's about. And, you know, it took me a long time to learn it, but I did. And a lot of these guys, you know, I mean, anybody can go to High Spots, order boots, order gear, buy pads. I mean, dude, you guys can do it right now, and you can go out and buy a ring and rent a building. And, yeah, that all takes money. You can call yourself a wrestler. It doesn't mean you know shit, you know. And that's what a lot of these guys are. They want to go out and they want to play. They want to be cool, you know. It's like remember back in you know the 90s, you bought a starter jacket because it was the cool thing to do, you know. Or you know, there's definitely something. There's something new now. You know, a couple years ago it was Ed Hardy clothes, or you know, I mean, there's always going to be some kind of fad, and you just go out and do that because you want to be cool, not because you know what you're doing, not because you're an artist or whatever, you know what I mean? Not because it means something. Not, you know, you just say, I'm wearing this because I'm a cool kid. You know, fuck that. That's dumb. And there's a lot of guys out there like that. And, you know, there's a lot of wrestlers that are like that, you know, they think they don't have to, you know, they don't have to train, they don't have to work out. You know, it's just, oh, well, you know, I know Adam Pearce or whatever, you know, or whoever, and that's my boy, and he's going to book me because he's that my boy. I'm not trying to put down Adam, but, you know, it's just talking about Ray Hunter first guy came to mind. And I mean, it's like, hey, yeah, my buddy runs a company, and you're looking at the guy, and he's like, you know, he's 105 pounds, and, you know, he has no muscle tone out of that 105 pounds, and, you know, he's smoking cigarettes, and, you know, I mean, hey, that's cool. But if I saw a dude like that, I wouldn't believe he's a wrestler. I'd believe he's some little fucking skateboard kid or something. You know, it's like he wants to call himself a wrestler because he thinks that's cool, because he wants to be like John Cena or Randy Orton or Austin Aries or Ruckus or DJ Hyde or Nick Gage or whatever, you know. It's, you know, it's like you saw probably a couple years ago, you know, there were all these guys going out there and, you know, jean shorts, black trunks, and giving guys the middle finger and had bald heads because they all wanted to be cool and be like Stone Cold Steve Austin, you know. As a promoter, you know, when people, I go, hey, well, you know, what do you guys do? And they're like, oh, well, I'm Shawn Michaels, Randy Orton kind of a guy. No, Shawn Michaels is Shawn Michaels and Randy Orton's Randy Orton. What the fuck are you?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, there's no other... You know, they're the best at what they do. There's nobody that's gonna ever be the same as them.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
I mean, you can take what you can from some of these guys. You know what I mean? Like these top guys, and you can learn from them. You know, but you know, you can't go out there and be like, oh, my character's, you know, I'm just like Trent Acid. And trust me, there are guys that think they're Trent Acid, and they're like, well, you know, I can do it. No, you're not Trent Acid. There was one fucking Trent Acid. All right, that was it. One. You are not him. Stop trying to be him. Get a fucking life. You know? I mean, how many indie guys have you guys seen try to be The Undertaker, you know?
fans will pull your card on that shit quick, though. Like, especially, I mean, Menace back in the day would never get over because he was fucking Hayabusa. You know what I mean? Like, you can't get that.
You can't. And fans nowadays are a lot more educated than they've ever been. And, you know, I mean, because they have shows like this one that they can listen to and hear us talking, you know, for real. And, you know, like, you know, I hate Sammy Callahan, but, you know, I'm going to kill his ass in a couple of weeks. But, you know, we're going to come out here and we're going to, you know, we're going to tear it up. And, you know, people at Tangle Web, they're going to see a match like they've never seen before. But, you know, when it comes down to it, these fans, you know. They got message boards. They got internets. They got the communication, Facebooks, and... God knows what else is going on, you know, I mean.
Twitter.
Is that
about Twitter?
Twitter, there's torrent sites, and, you know, I mean, 10, 15 years ago, you couldn't, nobody knew what a torrent site or a fan board was, you know.
You had to trade tapes.
Yeah, you had to trade tapes and hope that your buddy, like, traded with some guy who was, like, 100 miles away, and, you know, and you could see, you know, that one guy that was fucking amazing, and,
yeah.
You know. But I heard you guys had an interesting conversation there with Mr. Callahan, too, huh?
Yeah. Did we could improvise.
Yeah, kind of caught me off guard there. I was like, welcome to the show, Mr. DJ Hyde. I'm like, he's like, oh, this is not DJ. I'm like, oh,
I'm like,
my God.
Fuck,
oh,
DJ. I just smacked him. I'm
like,
really?
What the hell?
All right.
I'll just larried him, and then he won't get back up, and that'll be about the end of that with Sammy. He's a fucking asshole, that's for sure. CZW fans hate him. I mean, that's how he is in real life. He's just an emo little bitch. That's exactly what the fuck he is. Little emotional, fucking psychotic, fucking fruitcake. That's for sure.
You better watch out. You know what I mean? Walk into your car. You know, hopefully he doesn't attack you with like the Switchblade conspiracy with Moxley. You know what I'm saying? You just got to be careful, DJ.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm not worried
about you now.
He doesn't go anywhere without his Switchblades, from what I hear. Just from what I hear.
Well, I did see Joe Gacy lurking around here today, so...
Yeah, I'm not too worried about that guy, though.
Gacy's like his, you know, that's Sammy's bitch, you know, that's probably the guy who's going to take him.
That is Sammy's bitch. You know, they probably this isn't a PG show. I was about to say, it's a PG show. Yeah, right.
Nah, not with me on it,
though.
Not with me on it, it ain't, bro. You better rename this bitch.
you've already killed the PG stuff with this conversation, but
yeah, I killed this shit early.
But we have a lot of good things going on here, so, and I'm looking forward to a lot. I mean, we're debuting in North Carolina here in 2 weeks, and you know, our wrestling academy has really picked up, and we're doing a lot of other things. We're gonna be having some undercard shows soon, and. You know, we have a working relationship with Big Japan. We've been putting on some stellar shows. I mean, check out the DVDs. We're going to be bringing our Wired TV back shortly here in the fall. I mean, there's a lot going on here in the combat zone. And, you know, we're going to be kicking a lot of stuff off here by probably about October that's going to, you know, hopefully shake up the business and know, bring some innovation back to wrestling. So.
Yeah.
DJ, I want to DJ. I don't know if Jay has a question. Jay, do you have a question? I kind of want to ask him. I want to ask DJ. A
yeah,
question
I do. But if you do, go right ahead.
Okay. Well, it's a real simple question. DJ, you guys are debuting in North Carolina. How'd that whole thing come about?
Honestly, there's somebody down there who basically worked it out with us, and there's a couple of companies that we're doing business with down there. I believe there's a company, it's called North Carolina Ring Wars or something like that.
Okay, I've heard of them.
Might be called Battlegrounds. I think that's like the thing. I know Awesome Kong wrestled down there recently, and Allison Danger wrestles there a lot. And a few other people, like they do bring in some people, and there's a guy down there and said, you know, why don't you bring it to North Carolina, you know, this. He hooked us up with a building, and, you know, it kind of went from there. I mean, we're debuting in Massachusetts, and the guy that runs the building in Massachusetts called me, you know, and he said, hey, you know, I think you should run, you know, a show here. And I said, why the hell should I come up there? And he goes, because there's nothing like you here. And, you know, one of our new catch line is very simple. I mean, if you go to North Carolina, man, it's flair country. It's, you know, it's, I mean, there's guys down there that, you know, they're doing 1980s wrestling. They've never seen something like Nick Gage. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Nick Gage coming down there and going, you know, and everybody, he chops a guy and they go, woo, and he goes, fuck you, shut up, pussy, and, you know, and he's a baby face, you know, you know what I'm saying? And the crowd's like, yeah! And then, like, all these North Carolina people are going to be like, what the fuck is happening? You know, they've never seen ultra violence. I mean, it's also nice that there is no commission. So the fans that don't get a chance to come, because, I mean, I understand from this area, it's a little bit far. You know, you might not want to drive 8 hours and or fly down to North Carolina, but they're going to get to see it on DVD, and they're going to get to see ultra violence, and there's no athletic commission down there. And it just kind of made sense and kind of took off from there. And then it was a matter of establishing relationships, like the Ring Wars guy, you know, he's hooking us up with a ring, you know, and some sound, and so that we don't have to, you know, travel and have the expense of bringing the ring down there. The building is, you know, the guy hooked us up with the building for basically nothing, you know. So it all panned out, you know, I mean, we got some people in those areas that are really helping us out a great, great deal. And, I mean, that's kind of how it's worked. And my theory on it is, you know, we're going to go down and with their help test the waters, see how it works. If it comes off well, you know, maybe we'll come back in a couple months and, you know, do it on our own, because then we'll establish it. And, you know, it also spreads out the brand of CZW. I mean, there's fans of CZW all over the world, but there's also people that have never seen it. You know, it's like if you listen to Brian Danielson, he'll tell you, support independent wrestling. Well, people don't know anything about it. This is a good way to really help them out and show them, hey, this is what's going on in the world. And, you know, when I look out at that crowd, a lot of the old fans have grown up. They're gone. They got kids or, you know, married. And their wife goes, you're not going to that shit or whatever, you know, whatever. But, you know, I see a lot of new fans. And every time I talk to a new fan, they're like, dude, I've never seen anything like this. And, you know, I mean, that's CZW's new catchphrase is like nothing else, because there's not another company out there that is quite like us. And,
nope.
I mean, there are people that try to be, but nobody does it the way we do it. Nobody does it better. And I think when we go down there, it's going to show them that. I mean, we went out to Indianapolis. I plan on going back to Indianapolis here probably at the beginning of next year. It's probably going to be April, I believe. I just haven't hammered down the exact date, because they gave me 2 weekends to choose from. And when we went last time, that was successful. And, you know, I mean, we're going to Germany. That's a huge, huge deal. I mean, we are business partners with WXW in Germany. And
go get that title back.
Nick Gage told me he will kill that fat fucking German piece of shit, bury him in a box if he has to put him in the oven, something, something, fuck. I can't remember it all, but...
Something about a pussy, and he said,
yeah, well, anytime any fan wants to be entertained and knows who Nick Gage is, think of Nick Gage doing odd jobs like running for president. You know, just weird, odd shit. You're like, vote for me, pussy. Do what I say, because I'm the fucking man. You know what I'm saying? His war, you know, thing would be kill them all, back on top.
Think about it.
Yeah, that's how he is, and like, that's how he is. Like, you know, well, like, Nick Gage working, like, the drive-thru at McDonald's, that would be the fucking best shit ever. He'd be like, welcome to McDonald's, what do you want, bitch? You know, and, like...
And then Deej would say, 40 chicken nuggets and, drive-thru.
You can call me out on that all you want, dude.
I'm not a 40 chicken nugget guy,
that's for sure. I'm a... I eat my chicken, it comes
blackout. The blackout puts you on blast with that. I don't know, man. I don't know you like that. The blackout
says some of those guys, you know, I mean, look at them. They're all about bitches, blunts, 40s, TVs, and belts. Dude, you can fuck with me all you want. It don't faze me at all. You know? people are going to try and fuck with me. I'll just go out there and prove them wrong. That's what I've been doing my whole career.
It's cool, man. It's cool.
Dude, it don't bother me at all.
You better watch it, Jay. I'm telling you, next time you're...
I know. I'm going to catch a Larry. I know, man. It's going to hurt like all the fuck. What am I doing?
I mean, I'm sure Sabian told you about me Larry and that girl in the gas station one day. So,
nah, he ain't telling me nothing. I'm really talking
them motherfuckers, they're crazy, too. But, you know, it's... remember, you know, when you make fun of me and I get you in the ring.
you ain't going to catch me near that motherfucker.
You know, like, there's plenty of
three kids,
but
I'm good. I'm good.
There's plenty of people that, you know, I mean, it's plenty of people that have been in the ring with me and just regretted it afterwards. You know, people say I hurt people. I only hurt people when I want to. I have control.
You made a T-shirt. I see.
DJ, it says I hurt people mostly.
Yeah, it's my old shirt. My old shirt says that, dude. Mostly. I don't have to hurt you. I can. I mean, honestly, look at the stuff I've done in wrestling. What are you going to do to me? Hit me with a break.
So,
that's happened.
Speaking of the blackout, Eric ran a show last night, and Eddie had a lot of shit to say, and I'm just kind of wondering what you can say on that topic.
I can say anything you guys want to ask. I mean,
CBW
is an open book to me. I don't know what Eddie said. I didn't hear the show, but
he just kind of put it out like you guys did him wrong and this and that. And I'm not there. I can't take a side one way or another. You know, I love CBW.
My opinion on things with Eddie and my view on it is, I don't think we did Eddie wrong. I know why Eddie feels he was done wrong, but Eddie. When it all comes down to it, when I tell somebody that this is what you got to do, and you don't do it, I'm the boss, flat out. I mean, no offense, you guys got regular jobs. If you go to your job and your boss says, do this, and you don't do it, what's he going to do? Fire your ass, pretty much, right?
Yeah, I hear you, man.
Or if you destroy some shit or whatever, he's going to take it out of your pay. You know, and that's the bottom line. I mean, it's like, I don't think we did Eddie wrong. When Eddie came back, I consider Eddie a good friend. Me and him came up in the business at the same time together. I mean, he would, if it wasn't for me, he would have never been in CZW in the first place. I mean, I'm not, like, trying to be a dick and put myself over with that, but, you know, there were guys that seriously, you know, went to bat for him when, you know, Zandig was like, no. You know,
right.
Me, Joker, Sabian were like, I mean, Eddie slept at my house. You know, he slept at my girl's house, I mean, I've been on the road with this dude. I brought him back. I went out and called him and said, hey, I want you to come back here. I want you here. You know, Eddie's angle and what upset him was his idea. It didn't come across the way he wanted. Hey, man, you pitch something to me, I will give you the ball. You don't believe me? Ask Sabian. Sabian will tell you, man, I will give somebody the ball. Run with it. You know, you think you're that fucking good, you know? Run with it. And, you know, Eddie is a great talent, and Eddie is still one of my good friends. Eddie was here for the Trent show. I talked to him, you know, we shook hands and hugged, and, you know, it's not personal. You know, it's business. But, you know, one of the bad things about becoming what I've become is I'm still DJ Hyde. I'm a guy that's been in this locker room for, you know, 8 years. You know, and now during the ninth year of it, you know, people don't view me as the boss, and it becomes a problem. And, The bottom line is, at the end of the day, I am the boss. And if you know the rules, if you don't play by them, shit happens. And Eddie thought it was best for Eddie to leave. And, you know, the door is always open. So, I mean, I have no beefs. Like, there are people in this business I don't personally like, you know. But, hey, man, I'll bring them back here. I have no issue with it. I will bring anybody here, you know, as long as it's good for CZW. You know, I mean... There were a lot of people who didn't like me bringing Eddie back. you know, a lot of people. But I brought Eddie back when I did, and you know, I wanted him here, and you know, me and Eddie still haven't really sat down and talked about the situation, but you know, Eddie's his own personality, and you know, we'll talk about it at some point, and you know, just how it is. I mean, it wasn't nothing crazy. It was, you know, I don't exactly know what he said. I mean, so I can't elaborate on it, but you know,
yeah,
when it comes down to it,
because I was listening, but you know,
when it comes down to it, Eddie Kingston is a top flight wrestler in this business. He knows what it takes. He's a smart dude. He's a good guy, and he can help any promotion out. And I you know, I wish things weren't the way they are right now. But Eddie also has his demons, like a lot of other people do. And you know, sometimes they raise their ugly head. And you know, I will tell you that, you know, I'm the owner of this company, and when I say certain things, or you come to me and you ask me things, and I say, make it work. What do you need me to do? And there's problems, and you know, I'm only one man. I'm going to make mistakes too sometimes. And you know, when I did make a mistake with him during that incident, I thought I rectified it. You know, I guess Eddie's still a little bitter about it, but you know, oh well. I mean, none. It's business. you got to handle business. When it all comes down to the end of the day, man, you know, my mom still buys a ticket to come to the show. So I look at it, you know, it's business. You can't make things personal, and I've made that mistake where I made some things personal, and I won't do that anymore. And I literally have that written every day. So that I walk in here, I say that. So,
cool.
I mean, like I said, though, Eddie, I mean, I can't put him over enough. I'll tell you, Eddie, anybody listening, like, Eddie Kingston's a fucking man, dude. He knows his shit. He's tremendous talent. And, you know, I'm very sad that he's no longer here, but that was Eddie's choice. So, and sometime in the future, that might change. So, you never know. Yeah, I hope so too, because I think the CZW fans and fans in general really wanted him back here. And you know, Eddie has done some good things. He's done some bad, but you know, when he does good, it's phenomenal. So.
Yeah. Another topic. What's going on with Best of the Best this year?
You guys are looking for a scoop on that, aren't you?
I'm keeping Best of the Best, bro. I've been in 9 of them, so go on.
All right, you want an exclusive from the boss. There will not be Best of the Best in 2000. It will be in 2011, and it will be April, when Big Japan Pro Wrestling, WXW, and CZW all get together under one roof at the arena in South Philadelphia.
And why
I originally planned on doing... pardon me?
Why can't there be one this year, as strong as the locker room is?
Well, this is the thing. All right, if we do Best of the Best, all right, yeah, I could do a CZW Best of the Best. We got talent now that we could do the tournament.
Absolutely.
What's it really gonna do? I mean, the last couple Best of the Best, like, they've been cool. You know, they've had some good matches, some good talent, and we have all that here. You know what I'm saying? But to me, the words Best of the Best means I need to go out and get the best talent in the world. If you want to be the best, you've got to be the best of the best. It's not just, oh, not the best of CZW, not the best of the Northeast, the best of the best. We originally had it planned for October, and a lot of the talent we wanted couldn't make it. And then we kind of went through a second reign of talent, and then I thought about doing like a younger, like a new up-and-comer one with guys like Adam Cole and Ryan Slater and Kyle O'Reilly and Johnny Gargano. And then that's a lot like Chikara's Young Lions Cup, and I'm just thinking like, you know, I don't want to steal somebody else's thunder and go, oh, well, they're copying off of them. It's like when you watch a Fed and then they basically do the same angle on their show that was done on Raw the week before, you know. And a lot of companies do that. It didn't seem fair. And what I decided to do is I was going to remake Best of the Best. And, you know, rather than do a big, long tournament and not give guys that are here busting their ass, you know, killing it for the CZW fans, another show to work, you know, and bringing in, you know, some talent that's never been here and that probably won't be back here on a regular basis. You know, I figured I got the international guys coming in. They have some of the talent I want. So let's utilize it then. And it seemed like the perfect time. It's still a little up in the air, so I might do it. Like, it's still like that undercard type of one, the future is now kind of best.
Hey,
of that,
man.
You know?
I got to tell you, I mean, just off of what you got now, like to run like the Unbreakable Andy and the Aaron Arbo and the AR Fox and the B-Boy and the Sabian and the Rich Swan. And, I mean, like these guys in an eight-man tournament would not disappoint. I can't see how they would.
Well, the other thing, too, is we kind of got the tag tournament going on now with Eddie leaving, too. So I don't know. I might – it's still a little up in the air, but, like, I pretty much decided that April is going to be the time. And like I said, I'm not just going to – like, these guys are the future best, the best guys. These guys that in 2-3 years – not all of them, like a B-Boy and a Sabian, they're former champions of best of best.
Sure.
Guys like Adam Cole and Rich Swann, these are the guys in 2-3 years that you're going to be saying instead of Brian Danielson and Austin Aries, you know. These are the guys that are going to take over this business. And, you know, I mean, not to be on my own dick, but, you know, I trained a lot of these guys. So, you know, I believe it. You know, I mean, Adam Cole he's out there training right now, and so is Rich Swann. But these guys are going to, you know, they're going to be the future. And right now they're just starting to get their feet wet. And in a couple more years, you're going to see something from them that's even better. And, you know, I'm going to let them mature into the best. You know, Brian Danielson makes that claim that he's the best in the world. So, you know, I was going to kind of like be like, okay, you're the best in the world. Let's see you prove it, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Let's put you against the best in the world. And not the best in the world from like 5-6 years ago that you were wrestling when Samoa Joe wasn't signed to TNA, you know, or Homicide. Let's bring in the guys that are the best now. Let's see what you can do. And, you know, I think that we're going to, you know, get guys from Canada, Mexico. We're going to bring it all in and make it an event. I mean, I've even contemplated making the tournament bigger and making it a two-day event this year. So
2 days are rough.
Well, it depends on the talent. But, you know, I mean, I think we're going to do 16 guys. I think it's going to go four ways, and then the winner of the four-way, elimination four-way. Then the winners move on, and then the semis and the finals, and then you can crown a true best of the best, who the guy is that is the best. And this guy can... you know, redefine the tournament, and best of the best, you know, it needs a little redefining. It's kind of been lackluster the last couple of years. And,
yeah,
you know,
no, I agree with that too.
It's had some good talent, but it was better to build to something bigger than to not, so. By the way, you guys are the first, I haven't even announced that to anybody. I haven't told very many people that's what I'm doing.
That's good.
I know people are, I mean, there's still... I will say there is still the realm of possibility that I will do best of the best in October, I am not going to make that decision until basically probably the end of this month. Once we get back from North Carolina, I will probably make that decision. So.
You blow the roof off the bitch next year. I think you should put something on this year.
Yeah, I think people just kind of want it for tradition right now.
Tradition, absolutely.
Exactly. That's exactly the reason why we want it. It's a tradition, and because, guess what? If you run the best of the best, I always buy the best of the best DVDs. You know what I'm saying? I have every single one of them, so I need to have, you know, one from this year.
You need
year,
to have the collection
I mean?
Over the years, man.
Yeah. I'll be like, what the hell? 2008? I'm not trying to be an asshole there, but...
skip a year. What is that? Okay.
Well, I mean, maybe that's what I'll end up doing. I mean, I will... you know what I might do? I might just do this. You know, something we've been talking about here is we want to get fans more involved. Maybe I'll put it out and, you know, leave it up to the fans. And, you know, if they want it, and, you know, they want to come, you know, hey, we'll do it. You know, and that might be a good suggestion, you know. So
I just honestly, I mean, like, even like the October, like you said, October, or like November's Night of Infamy, but last year's Night of Infamy wasn't shit, honestly. I can't even front, but you know, you put that against other past years and stuff, that it was a weak month. It was like that end of the year, Cage of Death is a big blow off. You're coming off of the summer, that's always blockbuster, and in between is kind of hurting. So, like, in those months, I don't think you would be hurt or helped or anything. I mean, you probably helped, if anything else, on just putting on that best of the best and seeing what it does.
Yeah, I mean,
you also
it's
Cash
an
show,
idea.
Also
I can't tell
Chris
you guys.
Cash show in September. You know also the Chris Cash show in September.
But I will definitely keep everyone informed on what I'm going
to
do. So.
Yeah, good, man. Yeah, I hope it does go down. What else I got?
So what other questions did you guys have?
I don't know.
What about you, Eric? You said you had a question.
Yeah, Eric, what do you got?
No, I said, do you have any questions? I know what I was going to say. You guys, was I reading this right, DJ? Are you guys bringing in the Osirian Portal for the next show in Philly?
Are we bringing in who?
The Osirian Portal from Shakara.
That is correct.
We are the Osirian
Portal are for our tag team tournament. They're one of the top talents, you know, out there. They're one of the best tag teams in the world right now.
What
I haven't announced yet.
Don't know yet. Okay.
Keep that one quiet until, you know, wait till we get back from North Carolina.
That's fine.
So we've only announced a couple of matches. We announced obviously the Tangled Web match, which is myself and Greg Excellence against Switchblade Conspiracy, which we are actually going to reinvent what the Tangled Web looks like, and it's probably the sickest, craziest one ever. I can say that we're going to incorporate some other things into it, like some glass.
What part of Switchblade is that?
Sammy Callahan, who you guys spoke to earlier, and Joe Gacy. Yeah, John Moxley has his hands full with Nick Cage and Egotistico Fantastico
right now.
World title. Yeah. And we've announced. Speaking of Blackout.
Hello?
Yep.
Hello?
Who?
I'm here.
Jeez! Who is?
Hello? Hello? Yeah. But y'all don't want to talk to Black Jesus? What the hell?
No, we're here. We didn't know what was going on. We heard a huge echo, and then what's going on, Sabian? This is the Music Radio.
He's sitting here complaining.
Oh, what's
poppin',
Sabian? Motherfuckers be throwing the phone around that bitch like a cipher or something.
Yeah, everybody's getting around on the phone tonight. What, we got Sabian Callahan,
Cat's being mid-sentence, and you just hear different voices.
I'm at the CZW Arena, man. You know, people here, they're here to work on their craft, man. This is the home. This is our school. We're all done.
I hear you.
The head trainers, you know what I'm saying? The Black Jesus, and DJI, you know, he's out there running kids to death, killing them.
That's cool, man.
But, yeah, I mean, we're doing that match, and then we've also announced the Tournament of Death champion, Scotty Vortex, is going to take on the Ultraviolent Terminator, and stipulation for that match is actually going to come out next week, so... which is going to be Thumbtack Kickpads versus Taipei. You know, Scotty, you got tough kicks.
Thumbtack Kickpads are badass, yo.
Yeah.
I like them.
If you guys have ever been hit by brain damage, you know what badass is, because that motherfucker will break your jaw. So, and him with glass on his hand, you know, it's a new concept, you know, playing to each guy's strengths.
Right.
I think, you know, continuing with the feud between the Cult Fiction and the Naptown Dragons or Switchblades or whatever, not Switchblades, Suicide Kings. You know, we're going to be announcing a bunch of stuff here. We're just kind of pushing for our North Carolina show here lately and kind of playing both ends of the field. So all in all, you know, we have, you know, August 7th, North Carolina and Lumberton, you know, the debut down there. And I think we're going to tear it up because you got Brain Damage and Drake Younger in an Ultraviolent Challenge match. You know, Danny Havoc and Scotty Vortex are taking on Switchblade Conspiracies. Myself and Greg Excellence are taking on Team Maxim, which both those tag matches are qualifiers for the tag team tournament. I mean, it's going to be just an amazing day. You know, Adam Cole will be there. I signed Ricky Reyes to be there. A whole bunch of other people is going to be involved. So. And then, you know, we come back here for Tangled Web 3 on the 14th. And, you know, the main event is myself and Greg Excellence against Switchblade Conspiracy, Sammy Callahan, and Joe Gacy in a new redefined Tangle Web match. And it should be fucking crazy, to be honest with you guys.
Yeah, man.
So, but I don't know. I hope you guys are there. Eric, I know you've been down. I'm sure you might get a chance to stop down if you can. So, everybody should know, our next date after that is September 10th. It's a Friday night. So.
Friday night, right here at the arena.
Yeah, we are not. I'm in competition. I'm not stupid. I'm not running up against Ring of Honor's Big Show with Terry Funk, and Evolve runs that same day. And I don't like running September 11th just because it's September 11th, and
it's kind of a personal thing on my end and a personal thing to a couple other people here. So we kind of need off that day. So
will that also be the Chris Cash Memorial Show, or
that will be the Chris Cash Memorial Show, and it will be main evented by a new concept of a ladder match. I'm calling it a ladder aerial assault, but I'm sure I'll come up with some better name for that. Which will be a scramble match for a number one contendership for the junior heavyweight title. So, theming with the Chris Cash, theme. And I'm sure there's going to be plenty of other things that will be on that card, which I can't put out right now, but they'll be out shortly at czwrestling.com.
Hey, so last week we had on Johnny Cashmere with his partner Matt Walsh with the Vanilla Man Candy thing, and you just worked with him, and I mean everything turned out really well with the Acid Fest.
Mm-hmm.
What's the likelihood of him showing up in CZW again?
As I said earlier, I'm open to anything. Johnny is a. Is a tremendous talent, but he has a very busy schedule right now. And, I appreciate him and all the people that really helped me pull together that Acid Fest. And, Johnny, he stepped up above and beyond when, CZW and Johnny Cashmere in the past have not had a great relationship. But I'm open to anything, trust me, Johnny's put it in my head. So, we've had the conversations.
I'd love to see some Johnny Vanilla Man Candy versus Cult Fiction. Brain Damage and Masada.
I don't think they would do that.
Why not?
I don't think
they used to work the Hate Club, the baddest motherfuckers in there, and it was a perfect mismatch.
I don't know. Man, I don't think Matt Walsh has ever been in there with the Hate Club. Johnny knows what to do. But Johnny also used to carry around a... Johnny also was smart back then. He carried around a baseball bat. doesn't do that so much anymore.
Before the bat, he was fucking with them.
It's what he's got to do. So, in all likelihood, that's a possibility. I mean, you could see them in CZW at some point. Even then,
wouldn't be bad.
If not, see you next Thursday. All right, see you, man. You guys got any other questions or
what you got, Eric?
No, you don't I'm just I got stuff.
What?
I've been working on some stuff in the on the chat room and some.
Why you multitask so much? Shit's ridiculous.
No, because I got a lot of stuff to do. You want the show to run well, or do you want the show to run?
Ask the guest,
Jay seems
ask
to be a very. Jay seems to be a very good host, man. He's
I am a host.
Well,
I am
a
host.
I'm letting him host. I'm
this
sitting
is my
back
show.
Here.
This is definitely my show. I mean, there's no maybe about it. But
he
speaks
it
well.
Is
Eric is an awesome co-host, but I just would like him to input. Go ahead.
Well, you know what you need, man? You need to get Pam, because Pam is normally Eric's go-to girl. That girl is awesome. So, Pam pulls off a lot of stuff.
I got this.
Pam's probably listening and she's probably marking out. She's probably like,
She probably is. She's like, DJ Hyde just put me over. So, yeah, because Pam kicks ass on the show, man. That's what she does, man. She kicks ass, takes names. She's no joke. But, guys, anytime, if there's anybody from CZW you guys ever want to have on, let me know. I can hook it up.
Absolutely.
Grab
your phone for 1 second or what?
What's up?
I said, what's saving? Grab your phone for 1 second and leave, or what?
Pretty much, it's what he does. He's black.
That's funny.
Yeah, he's a little angry black guy.
Mel Gibson loves that guy.
Y'all love him too. Y'all love him
though. Yeah, Mel Gibson loves him.
We let Mel Gibson talk some Joker last night in the Golden Cravat. That was interesting.
I'm a little different opinion on that, but that's fine. That's cool.
We'll get to that later.
Well, guys, other than that, if you ain't got anything else, I'm probably going to run because I need to get back to training.
That's cool, man. Do you, man.
Thank you guys for having me on. And guys, you know, like I said, come check out CZW, you know, on if you're in North Carolina on the 7th or in Philly. You know, this Philly tri-state area, come on down on the 14th. It won't disappoint.
As everybody listening.
No problem, guys. Well, I will talk to you soon. Thank you guys for having me on.
Thank you, DJ.
All right. Bye, guys.
All right, Eric.
Hi, that was DJ Hyde from CZW Wrestling.
We got DJ, a little Sammy. We got like a touch of Sabian. We got it's like a I don't know, man. That was a good mixture right there. That was quite good.
And we still have a lot of time left in the show.
Yeah, man. What we got?
We got 25 minutes left.
Oh shit, we're good. So yeah, man. We can get into all sorts of shit. Like, I started to get into it with the CZW versus ECW shit.
Wait a minute. I got a bone to pick.
Yeah, you picked that shit.
Do you think DJ was a little intimidated by you? Because I certainly did.
Nah, he's a professional wrestler, bro. I'm
150
pounds from Jersey. I don't, you know, I work 6 days a week.
Jersey.
I do meat.
On the planet. Come on,
I mean, that's a silly ass comment. I mean, I'm just shooting the shit, man. That's all. I'm a straight up dude, and I ain't trying to fucking motherfuckers are scared of me. I ain't nothing about that, bro. I just talk my motherfucking mouth off. Bro, that's what I'm gonna get my opinion out there. People are gonna hate it. People are gonna like it. I don't really give a fuck.
I don't need heat there.
I'm trying to make fun of you. So what I'm saying is TNA, man. TNA's going back to the fucking well with the ECW shit again. Again with the ECW shit. How many people are you going to dig out of the fucking ground that used to be good to go, these are the most hardcore people ever? Are you fucking kidding me with this TNA shit? Really? Like, that's like saying, hey, I'm what?
I say it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
And it's like bringing back fucking Motley Crue and being like, they're about to take over the metal scene right now. Oh, we're bringing back Bell Biv DeVoe because they're taking the fucking R&B scene over. Everybody sit down because Bell Biv DeVoe is going to be the most popular bitch ever right now. Right this minute. That's what TNA is doing.
Guns N' Roses is coming back.
Fucking Axl Rose is about to rape all of you out of the fucking metal scene because, you know, that's what used to be cool, so... Stand back, anybody that's doing it now. And that's what they're doing with this ECW shit, man. Like, Tommy Dreamer, how many fucking surgeries has this guy had? How many fucking surgeries is, like, that whole setup, the whole old school ECW, you shitting on your legacy, you know what I mean? Like, those people earned respect 10 times over. Now they're fucking losing that respect one point at a time. Why? Why, yo? I know you need money, but god damn, yo, do signings, do something. Really? Why do I gotta watch that shit? Damn.
Well, it's a two-way street with this, though, Jay.
Huh?
You know, these guys should know to stop, and the company should also know that enough's enough, you know?
Yeah, I don't really blame the dudes because they're taking a paycheck, and they're doing half. Nah, they're doing like a quarter, maybe 15% of what they used to do, and getting fucking probably better checks than they did back then. I can't fucking blame them whatsoever, because I respected them to begin with. But the promoters that are saying this is the wave of the future, stand back, Homicide, stand back, AJ Styles, stand back, Christopher Daniels, fucking Motor City Machine Guns, Generation Me, fucking. Y'all need to stand back because Tommy Dreamer needs another run right now. Really? Tommy Dreamer needs another run right now. Everybody stand back. Oh, Abyss is about ready to make a turn. You fucking kidding me? You know, this is what I mean. Like, that's some bullshit. That's, you know, that's just me on the TNA thing. I don't know how you feel, but, you know.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, I'm listening. It's ridiculous. I mean, TNA is doing everything that they could to do wrong, you know?
Yeah, they sure are, man.
If there's a book of what to do wrong, they've done it all.
Yeah, I mean, they've written the book on what to do wrong in the wrestling business.
They have Vince Russo, I think, still in that company, you know?
I think Vince Russo's still there. He might be, I don't know. I heard some shit about, I don't know. I try to pay the least attention to, like, garbage products as possible, so.
Well, let's talk a little about WWE now. I'm getting tired of this TNA shit, and I'm going to explore it, and you're going to hear. WWE's running some good stuff, and I don't know if you caught me on a Raw.
Really? Go ahead. No, I didn't. I don't think I did. Maybe I did. Go ahead.
They're doing some good stuff with Nexus, and, you know, they're really in.
Nexus is doing pretty good. They had the best fucking startup ever, and then they fired one of the people for being too aggressive. So it pretty much shot their whole gimmick in the face. To me, like, you can't play that we're fucking ruthless, and then the guy chokes a guy and spits in somebody's face, and they're like, that was too much. And then it's all over the fucking internet. It's all over anywhere. A fucking 12-year-old can find that, and you just fucked your gimmick. So you might as well have every fucking one, the other seven fucking people come out the next week and just get fucking ass raped in the ring, because you just fucked everybody as a dominant fucking heel. Insane. You went too far. You don't even work here anymore. That's just my opinion. I mean, I could be completely wrong, but I felt it that way, and it turned me off as a fan, where I couldn't watch that shit anymore. I couldn't be like, oh, next week you're bad again? Really? Don't be too bad or you'll lose your job. Like, oh, shit. Like, I mean, that's kind of hard. How am I supposed to honor that shit, bro? I got a job, bro. I can't watch too much of this bullshit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like, people, I don't know. I have no idea.
That's how I felt about the Nexus shit. I catch bits and pieces. I also caught when Randy Orton did that old B-boy spot where B-boy Cutter's fucking Evan Bourne in IWA back in the day. Well, he did that shit on Raw, and then you had everybody and their mother coming out about that being the baddest fucking spot ever. And it's like, well, that's funny, because that's been done. With one of the two dudes in the ring at that. You know, this guy came off of that shit. B-Boy hit him with the Cutter, and B-Boy even hit him with a DDT off of that shit. You know, like, these people are delusional to just put, like, a certain person on a pedestal and on the other side of things say, hey, fucking, they don't matter because they're not on the main stage. Like, really? Because they're doing the same moves you'll sweat in 5 years. I can't understand that. Can't.
I don't understand.
Support indie wrestling. You know, support indie wrestling.
Yeah.
What you got, man? I'm not trying to rip your hair off, bro, but, you know.
No, I'm just pissed off. It just seems like, you know, I mean, you know, I don't think you've mentioned it yet with Nexus, but here's the thing. These invasions have gone on a little too long. ECW invasion, NWO invasion, Main Event Mafia, CZW Ring of Honor.
Yeah. Everybody's dying to redo NWO, and it's so undoable. And, like, they pretty much, like, they came probably one of the closest to that in like, the, you know, big league shit. With the Nexus shit. Like, the way they fucking came in and just fucked people the fuck up, that was the shit. And I was like, wow, and everybody was, like, you know, pretty surprised. But to come off of that and be like, oh, yeah, Scott Hall was a little rough, he's gone. Like, if they would have started NWO that way, NWO wouldn't have been that shit, you know what I mean, ever. That shit, you can't do that. So, you got at least, like, kayfabe it or something and say, oh, he got injured, and then he doesn't ever come back and be like, yeah. Something. I don't know. it was just crazy the way they came off with that shit. So it kind of killed the buzz.
Exactly. You know, I agree. Totally agree, buddy. Got about 15 minutes left in the show, and we're talking some TNA and WWE for all you guys listening. Yakuza Kick Radio. We had on DJ Hyde earlier. We had also Sammy Callahan for a little bit. And a brief appearance by Black G Sabian.
Think he said, what's up? You don't want to talk to me? Or some shit like that. And
oh,
last time I could
him.
Address him, I was talking to DJ again. I was like, oh.
What the hell? All
right.
You don't want to talk to me? Oh, boy.
It was wild. Like, I'm good with him. You know, whatever.
It's like a party over here. It's like a party over at the CZW Arena.
Hey, you want to be on? Holler, man. It's only my second weekend.
Like a party. For the last 15 minutes, we can talk a little bit about, Mel Gibson. What's your thoughts on that whole
Mel
thing?
Gibson. Well, what's your thoughts?
I don't really have
you
a set of thoughts. I want to hear your thoughts.
You want my thoughts? I have so many thoughts. First off, I mean, yeah, dude's racist. Yeah, dude's a scumbag. He's an asshole. However, the chick looked like Mick Jagger with a body, and she set his ass up like fucking like crazy sting operation fucking. Mic the fucking phone and piss you off before I do it. You know what I mean? Like, there's no way that she wasn't yelling just as wild on other topics, on other days, the night before, 2 days before. She was bugging the fuck out like he was. She was saying, you know, you should smile and eat my pussy. Like, she was flipping the script on him like he was doing on her. Believe that shit. And then she played like, I don't know what you're talking about when she know the shit was recorded. And he played the same crazy, stupid, racist fucking retard that he was, you know what I mean? Because he too stupid to pick that shit up. But nah, man, I mean, he ain't do no worse than your average dude in an argument with your girlfriend. You might not go that far, but the same token, I mean, you know, yeah. Dude is flipped and racist and all that crazy shit. That's his business, but I'm saying, like, this bitch looked like she could clean the inside of my fish tank with them goddamn lips, for starters. So, I mean, when he come off every 20 seconds saying, you should blow me, I don't fucking really blame him for that, because fucking lips, like, I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm just trying to say that it's kind of what I would expect out of that. You know, that relationship should go a lot of that direction. That's all I can say. I don't know the chick, but, you know, and on that side note, like, I see him as definitely a fucked up dude, but, like, he had, I think, like, what, 4 or 5 chicks, right? Or 4 or 5 kids off the first chick? At least,
yeah.
Right? And then.
Something like that.
Yeah, and then, like, he started messing with this chick. And got divorced from the first chick and then had a kid with this chick. And this is less than a year ago. I mean, seriously. I mean, you got that many. Expect drama, son. Like, expect drama. There's no way that shit is going to come off well. And if you start taping shit to this dude, you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me, man. I don't see, like, him as. She's not looking as bad as she should, is what I should say. Because he's looking as bad as he should, honestly. And it's funny as fuck. Like, I love listening to these dates. I think they're fucking phenomenal. But, you know, rest in peace to your career, son. He's going to live back in Australia, they're saying. So, I can understand that, because you're beat over him. You know. Send tapes, believe me. Send audio. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, it's crazy, you know?
Hell yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Got a good 10 minutes left in the show.
And
10 minutes left.
10 minutes? Yeah, we're going to be back next week. We're going to fucking wild out again. Don't know the guest yet. We're about to get it under control, though. Anybody who likes this shit, keep tuning in. This shit is not going to stop. Yeah, man.
Anytime soon. It's not stopping anytime soon. You know what I'm saying? We could maybe have more of a CZW preview show, you know, maybe discuss it, whatever else has come up, you know, any other matches.
We just previewed the shit out of CZW just now. I don't know if you know.
No, I'm just saying, if there's any other matches announced within the next couple of weeks, you know, within the week.
Oh, yeah.
We could. I
always put updates for shit that I hear that I think need to be updated. But seriously, like we said earlier, completely support indie wrestling, whether it be ROH, CZW, ROH, Evolve, Chikara, what else we got?
Dragon Gate. Wait a minute.
What?
I'll talk to you. I'll tell you off.
Gorilla, Dragon Gate, but don't beat monkeys, man. I'm not down with that shit. So,
yeah, I was just about to say. I didn't know what Dragon Gate, whatever. How about this show? How about this? Lucha Libre on MTV. I heard it was pretty good, so check that out on MTV 2,
okay.
I think it is, MTV 2. Drew Gulak was also on MTV Universe, MTV U. Yep, doing some good stuff.
Cool.
Check out, let me
promo the Golden Cravat, because that's how you would promo a wrestling show. If you were saying, hey, check out these guys, you say, check out the Golden Cravat, guys. So I'm going to do that real quick. Go ahead.
You know what, Jay? You've lost your salary. You were making $0.
Oh, shit, I make minus dollars
now? You're making negative.
Do I
you're
owe you money
zero.
Now? Are you fucking kidding me?
No,
really?
You owe me nothing. So you got worried that you're like, I owe him? Nah, you don't owe me. All you owe me is you coming on the show, and you don't even owe me anything. I'm not other people. You know what I mean? I don't owe
man.
You nothing.
I'm good, man. I'm just joking with you, man. I'm just joking.
Yeah, no, I'm just joking with you, too. We're having a little fun.
Yeah.
No heat.
Absolutely not. Heel swerve, kick radio. Bow.
Well, how about this right now? How about we do this? How about we do a little commercial for Yakuza Kick Radio, and then that way on commercial breaks, we can play it and stuff like that. Here, I'll do one, and then maybe you can do one.
Absolutely.
All right, ready? All right. Just quiet 1 second. Hey, guys, it's Eric Williams from Yakuza Kick Radio. Check us out, blogtalkradio.com/YKR online. And it's me and Jay Cavalos, and we talk wrestling, and we talk other things. So please check us out, blogtalkradio.com/YKR online. Now, let me do one right now for the Golden Cravat.
Oh, boy.
Well, hey guys, it's Eric Williams. Once again, I'm one of the hosts of the Golden Cravat Wrestling Show. And please check us out at blogtalkradio.com/theGCWS. And check us out. Yeah. Okay, Jay, go ahead and do your little commercial.
You want me to do one for both, or you want me to...
Whatever.
I'll show you how to promote a fucking show. I'll do yours, too. All
right.
What is it?
Go ahead.
ECWS. So, yeah. Yo, everybody check out Golden Cravat Radio at GCWS at Blog Talk, or Google that shit. I don't give a fuck.
Whoa!
It's the Golden Cravat. Check it out. Check that shit out. You know what I mean? Do what you do. And then Yakuza Kick Radio, the baddest motherfucker out right now, and on top of that, Google that shit too, you know what I mean? Or you can get on the fucking Blog Talk Radio /YKR, is that it?
YKR online.
You know, all of that shit, Google that shit, you'll find it. Who the fuck else is named Yakuza Kick Radio? Bring it. Put it up, bro. For real, like, just listen. Fuck it. If you don't like it, turn it off.
Tough shit.
Otherwise, check that shit out. just what it is.
Oh, good. That's pretty good. You're learning. You're learning, Jay. You're learning how to do a right promo. Nah, it would have been a right. It would have been a real promo if you had did it in Nick Gage as Nick Gage. But yeah.
I'm not doing Nick Gage impressions tonight. We gonna get Nick on before we fucking start. You know what I mean?
I think DJ did a pretty good. I think DJ did a pretty good Nick Gage impersonation.
Yeah, everybody's got one. It's like an asshole.
Listen up, pussy. Listen up, pussy.
You know, you know, that's your thing. That's cool. But but yeah, man, there's so many wrestling shows coming up. Like I said, support indie wrestling. Just check the internet. Check DecorationOfIndependence.com or .net or some shit like Google that shit. That's my shit, yo. I'm not up on a computer like that, so I ain't going to hit you with direct links. I'm going to just tell you, like, what it is and then just Google that shit. All right? You'll be there. You'll be there. Eric's the technical guy. Eric's, you know, he's like the Donatello with the Ninja Turtles. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And by the way, anybody wants to check out me later on, I'll be on another radio show, blogtalkradio.com/mayhemsport at 11 p.m. I'll be doing some sports, talking wrestling, and talking about Cruiser Kick Radio and the Golden Gavotte. So that's going to be fun.
Good looking. Good looking. And on top of that, don't y'all got B-Boy next week on y'all Golden Gavotte over
there?
Yeah,
August 4th.
Is that next week?
August 4th. That's in 2 weeks. We're not doing a show next
week.
2 weeks
from well, 2 weeks from now, he's got B-Boy over there on that Golden Cravat. Check that shit out.
And August 18th, we have Johnny Cashmere live in the studio with Matt Walsh.
What is? Next week we gonna be back here. Whether we got somebody, whether we don't got somebody. We gonna tear shit up like we do. You know what I mean?
Of course we do. We kick ass and we take names and we enjoy.
I'm not good with names though. I'll just talk about it.
With that, I think we should wrap this baby up a little early. I want to thank you, Jay, for being the host, and being the host with all the power.
You're
and
ready to go, bro.
And we kicked ass tonight. We took names. It was the second show, and please check us out next week. Episode number 3 next week, and I don't know what we're going to do. I don't even think Jay knows what he's doing half of the time. He's on the air challenging, you know, calling out BJ and, you know, talking to your boys, and, you know, one of them, one of your personal best friends in the business. I'm just fucking around about that. And everybody will check us out. You know who I'm talking about. Cameo. Hello? You don't want to talk to me? Anyway.
Settle down. We'll put them on the show next
everybody,
week.
Everybody, yeah. When I get like this, it's time for the show to end. Well, thank you, Jay. Right. And I'll talk to you soon. I'll give you a call after the show.
Yes, sir.
We're gonna end the show now. And everybody, have a great night.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Come back. Peace.
All right.